Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today, to Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis. We are on the bottom of Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, HaMekar Sukkaso Bashfudin O Ba'arucho Samita, that if someone makes a roof over his sukkah, meaning a schach, with spits or the sides of a bed, these spits are a kli, and the sides of a bed are items which are not supposed to be used for a schach. So if you do that, Im Yesh Revach Beinem Kimosan, so if there's a space between them as wide as the items themselves, mean, and you fill these gaps with materials that are kosher for schach, Kshera, says the Mishnah, this is going to be kosher, this sukkah is going to be good. Now, if someone hollows out a haystack to make a sukkah for himself, this is not going to be a valid sukkah. We saw this earlier, this might be because of Tasav Elam and Asoy. The Gemara is going to discuss these concepts. So we started out by talking about when you have these non-kosher for sukkahs types of schach, and you have gaps in between them, and you put kosher schach, is that going to be okay? So the Mishnah seems to be assuming, the Gemara is going to say that this is really a 50-50 split. You have 50% kosher stuff, 50% not kosher stuff, and the Mishnah then went and said kosher. So comes the Gemara and says, limit to Avi, Tiyufta, Rav Huna, Bari, Rabbi Yeshua. Let us say that our Mishnah is clearly going against Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua. It's Hitmar, because he said, Paritz Kaome, that if we have a 50-50 type of gap with openings and wall, Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Papa says that it's going to be Mutter to go and carry in such an enclosed area, that's going to be enough to go and be considered its own area. Rav Huna Bar Yeshua Amar Aser, but Rav Huna Bar Yeshua says it's not going to be good, meaning he says 50-50 is not going to be considered anything, and Rav Papa seems to say 50-50 is okay, so maybe the same thing would apply to our Mishnah by the Sukkah. Comes Gemara and says, no, not necessarily, because Amar Alecha Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, my kemosa menechnos viyote, when our Mishnah said that there's going to be the kosher schach filling in the gaps of the non-kosher stuff, who said that that's necessarily 50-50? It doesn't mean that it's necessarily 50-50. Really, there's more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, and that's why it's going to be good. So, as the Gemara v'ha'ev Charlotte Tzam same, you could have just measured to make sure it's 50-50. So, Amar Rabbi Ami b'madif, no, we're just talking about a case where it's more than 50-50, meaning we're talking about a case where there's more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, and again, that's why it's going to be kosher as a schach. Another answer to this question, Rava Amar Rava says, no, afilu tem b'shein madif, even if you want to say that it was 50-50, maybe it could still be good over here, and still different than the other context, because Imma you nosen jesi nosen erev, erev nosen jes nosen si, because it could be a case where there's a lot of overlap, meaning if the spits and the non-kosher stuff were placed in one direction, and then it's perpendicular, you put the other stuff, you overlap the kosher schach, so even though it might be kosher to 50-50, still it's going to look like more kosher schach, and then it's still going to be kosher, so that's why the Mishnah would say that, and it would really have nothing to do with the shita of Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, because it's a totally different case. Then our Mishnah said, O Baruchos Samito, over the sides of a bed. So we said that the sides of a bed would be one of those things, and it's not going to be something which is kosher for schach, because kalim, something which is makabel tuma, is not kosher for schach. However, we said broken parts of the bed, meaning if we're talking about sides of a bed, presumably this is not a full bed, so this is a broken kli, and therefore should be something which is kosher for schach. So comes Gemara and says, Lim Mesayle Rabbi Ami Bar Tavyomi. Let us say that our Mishnah is supporting the opinion of Rava Ami Bar Tavyoni, Dhammar Rav Ami Bar Tavyoni, Sikha Bivlai Kalim Psua, because he says that if someone covered his schach with worn out pieces of clothing, the sukkah is going to be puzzle. Meaning, although these pieces of fabric are not kalim anymore because they're not usable anymore, still, since they were at one time a kli, they are considered makabel tuma enough to not be a kosher schach. So too over here, we have a non-functioning bed, and since this is broken piece of bed, really, it should not be considered a kli anymore, and it should be totally fine to be used for schach, but we're saying that it's not, so this seems to be going like the shita of Rav Ami Bar Tavyomi. Some says the Gemara, not necessarily, because Kedam Rav Hanan Amar Rebbe, Baruchu Shtei Kraim, B'Ktaru Shtei Kraim. No, meaning what our Mishnah might be talking about when it says the sides of a bed is referring to a long side with two legs or a short side with two legs. Hachanam Baruchu Shtei Kraim, B'Ktaru Shtei Kraim. The Gemara explains that maybe we're talking about a situation just like over there in another Mishnah, which we're going to see in a minute. It was referring to a long side with two legs or a short side with two legs. Even though it wasn't a full bed, it was still something which was usable as a kli. Maybe something over here, when we're saying the sides of a bed, it's referring to those things which are still going to be deemed a kli, even though it's not a full bed, and therefore would be pasul midoraisa to be used for schach because it is mekabel tuma. So hecha itmar derabbi chanan amar rabbi. So what's the context of this whole statement about the two sides of the bed and the short side and the long legs and the this, whatever it is? Ahad itnan, it was going based on this Mishnah in Kalim in the 18th paragraph. The Mishnah says, Mita mitames chavila, that the frame of a bed is something which can contract tuma only when it's a whole bed, umitaheres chavila, and it becomes tar when you tahar the entire bed. That's Rabbi Yezer. That it does contract tuma even when it's divided into sections, and it can also become tar when it's divided into sections. So mind you, what are we referring to? What are these sections? So Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Aruchu Shtei Kraim, Ktaru Shtei Kraim. It's referring to a long side with two legs or a short side with two legs, just like what we said before. L'may Chazya. So what could these things be used for that they're still going to be considered valid kelim? L'mis Mechinu Aguda, that you could bring them close to a wall, U'lmei Savalayu, and you could sit on them, or Mishta Ashley, or you could weave ropes between them, and use them and between that and the wall, and you could put all the ropes on the wall. So therefore, since they are used as some sort of functional kli, they still can contract tumah, and that's why they would be pasul. So this would explain our Mishnah and what we could possibly be referring to. This is Daf Tesvav and Beis. I wish you have a wonderful, wonderful day.